Blog Talk Radio.
This is why it goes this rules from the rest of the world.
And the world must come together as one.
Yeah,
dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day. To make a change,
we all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Brighter day, so let's start giving.
God bless you this morning, Monday morning. I want to start off saying, stop the killing, save the babies. I want to start off with that because so much of death and destruction is going on under the threat of war. You can't have no war when the other person don't have a gun. What's going on in Israel with the Jews is racism, mass murder. Now, let me bring, I got to talk about it. And you let our people, it's a war. It's not a war, it's a massacre. Because if me and you fighting, we got both of us got to have guns to fight. Those people have rocks and sticks, and the Jews got guns and tanks and bombs they bought from America. Americans study applying guns to them and saying they are right. It's not all right. It's mass murder going on in the country. As I speak now, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. So it's hate, racism, and all kind of stuff that's going on in our country today. And but we bought it. But what I want to say to you this morning, all I want to tell you that God said hi and look low. It's something about a people that know God. It's something about a people that will walk in the footprints of God. You don't want to participate. You have to participate in what's going on around the world. Hell gates open and black on black children going on. I share our ancestors this morning. This morning as I come, I want to talk about people that are killing people, and some of you don't want to listen to the truth. I want to give you history of what's going on in the world, what's going on in Africa and Egypt, around the world. I hold this problem that the Christian people in America have not seen the mass murder of babies and children that's going on. They saying it's all right. And good one, like Malcolm said, my wall. You not in a war, we're in a massacre. We in a killing spree, and we saying it's all right. America, the Democrats and Republicans saying it's all right, and little babies being bombed and killed. And talking about we in a war. It's not a war. It's a mass murder. Hitler, this is another Hitler between Russia and Israel. They're killing innocent people. And everybody saying it's all right. Talking about we want a peace. Why are you going to have a peace if you ain't got no guns? You got sticks and rocks. You got bombs. One bomb. One bomb costs $1 million. Where they getting the money? And then Congress and the Democrats want to fund them for more guns. Let's look at now. Look at this long. If the American people, if the European people, these white folks all over the world, they okay with the killing and calling it a war. But my problem is, the Arabs. What's wrong with those that you talking about Egypt? You talking about all over in the Middle East where they Islamic? They saying it's all right. They saying it's a war. They're going along with their skin color, being being killed and saying it's a war. Something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with people not seeing the truth and the truth come out. I want to say Psalm 51, Psalm 60, Psalm 37, friend not thyself with evildoers. Tonight, today, I want to bring this to you. Some of you ain't listening because you don't believe it. When the truth comes to you, when the truth comes to you, and you say, well, what I got, Bishop, what can I do? Tell somebody, it's not a war, it's a massacre. What I mean by that, when me get fighting, and if I got a gun, you got a gun, if I got a stick, you got a stick, that's a war. But if you got a machine gun, you got an airplane, it's massacre holding to this life. But I want to deal, I want to say to you, I'm praying for you, you and you. I want to tell you, God is the healer. In the morning, I want to tell you, all is well. And I want to tell you, I can't even deal in going into 2024, you're going to see solar flares coming from the sun. And we see chemtrails going up and down now. And every time they send chemtrails up, we have floods, storms, we have people is packing pills over him. A different government is sending people over, and we don't see it. But the Superman and the Superwoman, you're going to see. And they don't want your melanin to be strong enough to see. That's a whole other subject we're going to talk about this week. About the melon and about the flares is sent from the moon. You know, they told you the moon just up there don't mean nothing. But it got solar flares to upgrade your melon. And people got melon going to be able to feel with that. But when it comes to these so-called Jews, the Bible says, not Jews, you know, some of the Bible. They have wrote the Bible. Some stuff they put in it was lies. Well, I know y'all don't want to hear that because you know you don't want to hear the truth. But I want to tell you the truth. And I want to go to the truth.
Their survival and control over the masses. There's a statement that says, and you shall know the truth. And the truth will make you freedom. Everybody says they want, but freedom is not something that everybody can handle. Unfortunately, some people need to be enslaved because it helps them function. That's so tragic.
I see.
Message today is, and I chose these words carefully. The subject of the message today is the indemnity of a people called Jews. Now, my research. I tried to condense it down to 3 pages, and I ended up with 5. So I'm going to move through this as quickly, but yet as slowly as I can, because you need for this to get past your mind. You got to digest this, absorb it as I'm saying it. I want to tell y'all about a people who I have found in my sincere research to be the most recent people as a people on this planet. My research has revealed to me that verifiable existence of these people cannot be found before the 6th century AD. Let's say 6th century BC. I said 6th century AD, meaning in the 500s. Before that, there is no evidence, documented evidence of their activity or behavior corporately as a people before the 6th century. These people are truly the Johnnies come late of the world's population. Now check this out, y'all. Despite the recent arrival as a corporate ethnic entity within the space of a few hundred years, people managed to become powerful people on the planet. They are the principal controllers. They own planets. They are the principal controllers in the area of government, in the areas of labor, law, entertainment, maybe I should say his story, and religion. These people have the world being convinced of that which is not true. Let me say that again. These people who just came on the scene about 700 years ago have seduced the world and convinced them into believing what is not true. For the last 1100 years, these people deceive the entire world with their lies until the entire civilizations and cultures have been built on the premises of the lies that they made up. Y'all with me? An epitome is when you identify yourself after the identity of someone who never really existed. It happens to be Jew, which comes from the word Judah. Actually, it was pronounced Judah because there was no J, so it was the Judaites or Judites. And look at the similarity between Judah, Jude, Judas. Good God Almighty. The eponymous name that they've chosen for themselves. And check this out. And then they wrote a bogus origin. That identity again is Jews.
Yeah.
Germany. That's not true. If you look at the first of all, the swastika comes back to us from ancient Egypt, 10,000 years BC.
Historical the
church AD. But brother, where were they? They were nomadic, barbaric, animalistic, white.
Sometimes the truth hurts. And TV station.
And a thief, when you tell a lie to the world, and you know that your lie has become so effective that you can now turn around and tell them the truth. It's too late to do anything. change them. Their program is in place. My purpose for telling you this message is so that you'll drop this mess you've been leaving. That the world believes their story.
I got to say this. The world believes that it's a war over Israel, his life. That's what he's talking about. So true. And this message, to get out, I want you to listen to it. Don't believe it. Research it. But it's true.
October 29th, 1996 issue of the New York Times reveals that, and I quote, European descended Jews are counterfeits. And it goes on to say, and they have no bloodline to Abraham. Now, I know they ain't got no bloodline to Abraham because Abraham didn't exist. Jews and have no claim to the lands of Palestine because they have no genetic relation to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob can no longer be suppressed. The origins of Yiddish and the migration of the Jews, stating or saying, arching over these questions, is the central mystery of just where the Jews of Eastern Europe. You see, the Ashkenazim placed their energy into what would come to be known as the biblical text. Major Ashkenazi literary figure was a man named Rashi. R-A-S-H-I. Now check out this. Solomon ben Isaac lived 1040 to 1105. You see how recent I'm talking? Got all this stuff. said, I'm interested in material that you have on Yahshua ben Kandira. He looked at me so deaf and I saw two big black men. And I gave that witness. Every time we rode past that store for the next several months, that man would follow us with his eyes down the street. They can't be exposed. But we're going to expose them. God set his people free. By the end of the 19th century, how recent did I just say? By the end of the 19th century, Eastern Europe to other parts of the world. These people had a program and agenda for world domination. Y'all with me? They migrated to Australia. They migrated to South Africa. They migrated to the United States. They migrated even to a place called Israel. Some deep stuff. Now let me prove a point. And I'm gonna try to expedite this. I'm gonna lose my voice on this thing here.
Become the bogus Jewish religion. Yes, Lord.
Serpents all sting and darkness reigns. Light falls. from your presence. He goes on to say, oh, my only God, whose power is no other half. You alone created the earth and you desire. Now, I just read to you a text that dates back to 1,370 years B.C. And a people who just came into existence in the 9th century would steal that information and put it right back in Psalm 104. Well, let me provide you with a little bit more evidence for my thesis today. One of the basic tenets of Judaism, doctrine, is found in the book of Moses. Now, y'all know we've been taught that Moses had 5 books. Right? Those of you who are trained in Sunday school, what are those 5 books called? Start with a B. Moses wrote this stuff.
Yeah.
Moses ain't wrote squat. You know why? Moses never made up the name Moses from a great tyrannic Egyptian king known as Menkheperra to Hutimates. And they took that Moses and got rid of the thought. Adam is the beginning of their myth.